The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Summer after summer, flocks of college students descend on America to enjoy a summer of adventure, mischief and excitement while participating in the Summer J1 program. Two of those students living the dream in the United States join me on the line to share their journey so far. Jack McKenna and Lorraine Murphy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Jack.
Morning, Pat.
Thank you both for accommodating us and staying up or getting up at an unearthly hour at your time. Lorraine, tell us a bit about yourself. What are you studying and how did you decide to go on a J1?
Hi, so I'm Lorraine and I'm from West Cork and I'm currently studying law in UCC. I'm going into my final year in September and I'm currently on my J1 in San Diego in America. And I've always wanted to go on a J1 since I was very young. So I think San Diego is the best place to come for me because I love the sun and I love the beach. So that's why I came to San Diego.
Pacific Beach in San Diego. Well, it's a bit like that here at the moment, you'll be sad to hear. The sun is very warm. Tell me about your frustration, though, with the pandemic. Had you tried earlier in your student career to go on a J1?
I actually wanted to go last year, but to be honest, it worked out a lot better because I wasn't 21 till August. So when you come over here anyway, to get in places and everything, you have to be 21. So thankfully, it kind of worked out in my favour in the end. So I think this was the right year to go.
Yeah, it's a bit of a culture shock to realise that you can't buy a drink in many places in America until you're 21.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very strict over here, yeah. So it's very different to Ireland anyway.
Now, tell me about the job and how you got the job.
So I'm currently working in Belmont Park. It's an amusement park on Mission Beach and I'm working in food and beverage there. So some days I could be selling ice cream, the next day I could be selling burgers and chips. It's all very different, but I love it. It's very good craft there and there's a load of Irish there as well. So I got the job to USIT, which was the company I went with to get my working visa. And then they just placed you within a company and then we interviewed for it in May and that's where I ended up now.
Okay, now, how did you find that company? Many students who fancy maybe a J1 next year be wondering, how do you get that job to get the J1?
So I just picked USIT because it's kind of the only company I had known of before. And then I picked the company that gave you could either get a visa alone and find your own job or get a visa and they will find you a job. But I mean, you're not guaranteed a job wherever you go with the company, but I got lucky, thankfully, that I got San Diego and I got my first choice.
Now, there are loads of positives about America and there are some negatives. I believe you don't much fancy their food.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's the one thing I'm really struggling with here is the food. It's all grease, burgers and chips. I mean, we were in our element the first week, but after that now, I don't ever want to see a burger again, I don't think.
Yeah, I remember years ago going to Disney in Florida with my two girls, and they were very young at the time, but hard enough to get them to eat vegetables, green vegetables. And I remember after 4 days or thereabouts in Florida, my youngest one, Nicole, was asking, are there any vegetables available anywhere? Because there was sick of burgers and hot dogs and chips, or fries, as they call them. Anyway, have you plans to travel around the area?
I've done a small bit of San Diego while I'm here, but I'm planning on traveling my last 2 weeks while I'm over here. But I'm actually just back from Las Vegas. We went there from Saturday to Tuesday. So that was definitely one of my highlights here so far. But yeah, I'll hopefully travel to San Fran, Lake Tahoe and all those the last 2 weeks of August.
Now, what about accommodation? Are you 10 in a bed kind of thing?
Yeah, so there's actually 11 of us in a two-bed apartment.
I was only joking. I didn't realise it was almost that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 10 of us. But you know, it's not too bad. We're used to it now. We weren't expecting anything too much. So it's been a bit of a laugh anyway.
Now, the whole idea, a lot of people go on a J1 and they earn a bit of money and they spend that money, traveling around, seeing America. Other people save their money, come home to help fund their studies and so on. How do you find America at the moment? Because the dollar and the euro are one-to-one as we speak.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're practically the same. San Diego especially, I find it very expensive here. I mean, food, everything is just so much more expensive than at home. But I suppose I kind of came out expecting that, and I suppose it's really living paycheck to paycheck out here. But we're getting by anyway.
Okay, it's an experience anyway you'd recommend to anybody to have.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. One of the best things I've ever done. Definitely, I'd recommend.
Now, listening to that is Jack McKenna, who's a fourth-year medical student from North Kerry, based in Newport, Rhode Island. Tell us about Newport. I've never been.
Yeah, so Newport is a bit off the beaten track. It's just across the bay from New York, from Long Island. So it's Rhode Island itself. It's 2 hours south of Boston on the bus. It's kind of a, it's in, called the Island State, so it's all surrounded by water. And there's a lot of boating activity and sailing around the island. Newport itself is kind of the cultural capital of Rhode Island. So there's loads of beaches there. There's a lot of tourists and a lot of boating and sailing. And oh, it's a very fun town.
Very cultural town, I believe. Lots of artists and, you know, hippy dippy kind of people hanging around.
100%, Pat. Yeah, there's loads of those kind of folks around the place. A lot of old wealthy families, like the Vanderbilts, would have come to Newport, and their houses and old mansions are there to be toured, like the Breakers Mansion. And there's loads of mansions and ancient houses around the place.
Now, you're not mixing with the hoi polloi. You're mixing with an entirely different class of people in your daily work, are you not?
Yeah. So I'm mixing with a lot of sailors. So where I'm working, Pat, it's called the New York Yacht Club. So you have a lot of people who sail come in there. The actual members themselves rarely sail. They just come to dine in usually. And it's a nice establishment.
Yeah. It's a big country club, effectively, the kind of club we've seen in the movies, which, you know, you'd have to be fairly well-heeled to be a member, I suspect.
Correct. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely like one of those country clubs you see in the movies.
Now,
You'd be well
what's
catered
your
for.
Job, Jack? What do you have to do?
So my job, I park cars for the members. And I also serve food in the restaurant and run food. And sometimes I'm put on events. So at the moment, there's a regatta there. So that's a big event. And obviously, the 4th of July was very busy as well.
Yeah. Presume lots of fireworks and lots of carry on for the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. There was a great firework display over the bay. It was a great spectacle.
Yeah. Now, you get to park cars. I suspect that your normal mode of transport when you're driving at home is not a Porsche.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'd be more used to bicycles and Yaris and stuff.
Yeah. So you get to park these flash cars, which might be a bit nerve-wracking the first time they hand you the keys.
Oh, completely. We were trying to figure out how to drive one of them. And we had to take it nice and slowly just in case anything went wrong.
You, I presume, wanted to go in a J1 before this. Did the pandemic get in your way?
Yeah, it did, unfortunately. So 2 years ago, I planned on coming to the same place, but obviously that fell through due to the pandemic. So I've kind of been waiting for 2 years to do it. So when the chance came to finally come over, I was over the moon. And it's really lived up to expectations now that we've come over here.
Now, the Americans are a tipping population. How's the money?
So unfortunately, we're not allowed to take any tips at work, but the money's okay. Kind of like Lorraine, living paycheck to paycheck, spending probably more than we're earning, but we're enjoying ourselves anyway. Yeah. It's the main thing.
So, who's the gang with you? How many of you, and what's your accommodation like?
So there's a few people from Kerry, a few from Cork, and a few from Dublin. We're all staying in a college house. So during the academic year, it will be used as a college house. Over the summer, it was vacant, so it was perfect for us. There's 8 beds, and it's kind of like one of those college frat houses that you see in movies. It's nice and big, and there's like Lorraine, there's a lot of us sharing bedrooms and such. So we're kind of getting, we're getting used to each other.
What's the social life like?
Social life is, it's fun. So we go out. We go out in the town. There's a lot of Irish and American pubs, so they're very fun. At work, we kind of all work in the same place, so it's nice, and we can help each other with shifts in terms of picking them up and swapping shifts. The Americans, they're very social. They're very they're kind of very helpful people, and very polite with our dealings with them. But we kind of keep mostly to the Irish.
Yeah. And I mean, the Americans would be in a country club, certainly would be shocked at sometimes the language that ordinary Irish people would use day to day.
Oh, completely. It's like we have our own dialect, because we kind of mumble to each other and they don't really understand it at all. So, yeah, and we use a bit of Irish now and then as well, which is always handy.
Yeah, you know, when you're a couple of lads are looking at the girl at the bus stop and they say, "Oh, on Colleen Alling and Shin," and she turns around and says, "Tigum," or "Gurumila Mahagut." It does happen. It does happen.
It does. I'd say, yeah. It could be. Yeah.
Again, the affordability business Lorraine was talking about there, by her perception, it is very expensive in America.
Oh, completely, yeah. So the supermarkets are very, very expensive. You'd be paying an arm and a leg just for the weekly shop. So you have to be very careful. And then when you're trying to eat, if you're trying to eat reasonably well, in terms of not like trying to avoid fast food, you're kind of be paying more as well, kind of, because the organic food here is fairly steep in price. So like you could easily end up going to Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's and eating very highly processed foods and such. But it's quite expensive around the town. The drinks be quite expensive as well. Mm. So you'd be looking at $10 for drinks in the bars. So compared to Ireland, it's the cost of living is definitely higher.
I presume all that stuff about healthy eating is a message, really, for your family at home.
Yeah, I think so, to be fair. That I'm trying to get through. But
Now, you're going to have to interrupt your trip, I believe, Jack.
Yeah, I have to go home now, so this weekend. So I'm going home to do some placement at home in Tralee. And I'm also going home to play a bit of hurling with the local hurling team. So looking forward to that now.
And just by coincidence, you'll be watching Kerry in an All-Ireland final.
Won't that be great, Pat? Hopefully we can do it.
You couldn't have planned it better. Well, look, I hope the last few days of your life in America you enjoy. And Lorraine, how long more do you have?
I have another 6 weeks, so I have a while out here anyway.
6 weeks of heaven, absolutely.
Yeah,
there used to be a nightclub in Dublin called Zhivago, and there was a big sign up that said, "Love stories begin in Zhivago." I think it should, you know, the mantra should be, "Love stories begin on a J-1 visa."
Absolutely.
I didn't want to pry. But look, thank you both for joining us on the programme this morning. Jack McKenna and Lorraine Murphy, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.